Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 56. Jesus calms the storm. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Jesus restores a demon-possessed man. They sailed to the region of Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all of the people of the region Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over the town how much Jesus had done for him. Jesus raises a dead girl and heals a sick woman. Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, My child, get up. Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. One of the themes the president and vice president of the Methodist Church selected for their year of office a few years ago was telling our stories, and I had the pleasure of leading a couple of sessions at an event in Dunstable where we were exploring how to tell our stories. The majority of us can speak with passion about our children, the football or rugby team we support, our work, and any number of other things. It is, however, true that many of us find it very difficult to share our stories of our relationship with Jesus with those where we live, work, or play. I'm sure that the main reasons for this is that we're not sure what to say, or are nervous about how it will be received. In our passage today, Jesus gives us a simple example of how to go about this, when he says to the man he has healed, Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. Nothing complicated, just go and tell others about what God had done for him. This Lent we have the opportunity to think about what God has done for each one of us, how we have met him and he has changed us, times we have seen him at work in our own lives, and what that has meant to us. What differences those experiences of God have made in our lives. We are tasked by Jesus to be like the man who was healed and just tell it like it is. We also pray for God to give us opportunities to speak of those things. We are not responsible for the outcome of our efforts to share Jesus, but we are responsible for our faithfulness in having conversation with others and trusting God to use them as only he is able. I've chosen for our hymn today, Singing the Faith, number 407, Hear the Call of the Kingdom. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. Lord, we read the parables and we see stories of everyday things, which when we listened to and studied, reveal both the challenges to our lives and the wonder of your love for us. We pray that you will enable us to use the everyday experiences we have to tell stories of you. Help us to be bold in speaking, and give us the simple words which will touch the hearts of those we speak to. You are awesome, and yet you are a part of each of our lives. As you touch our lives, we are inspired and encouraged. As you bring healing to body, mind, and soul, help us, like the man in our reading today, to go and tell what you have done in our lives. Take us and use our stumbling words to change people's hearts and draw them into a relationship with you. I trust you with all that I will do today, that it will be appropriate, engaging, and full of your truth. Amen.